ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 4, Text 5 through 7. So I'll read 5 while we're waiting, I'll read the whole thing and then we'll go back to 5. Sa vijitya disha sarva lokamschatrin mahasura devasura manusyendra kandarva garudoragan siddhacharana vidyadran rishin pitrin patin manun yaksharaksha pisachesan pretabhuta patinapi sarvasattva patin jitva vasan anya vishvajit Jahara lokapatanam stanani sahate jasa. So text number 5. Sa vijitya disha sarva lokam cha trin mahasura devasura manusyendra Gandharva Garudoragan Savijitya Disha Sarva Lokamscha Chinmahasura Devasura Manusyendra Gandharva Garudoragan Savijitya disha sarva Lokamscha chinmahasura Devasura manusyendra Gandharva garudoragan Savijitya disha sarva Lokamscha chinmahasura Devasura manusyendra Gandharva garudoragan Lokamscha chinmahasura Devasura manusyendra Gandharva gurudoragan Savijitya disha sarga Lokaschachin mahasura Devasura manusyendra Gandharva Gurudoragan Savijitya Disha Sarva Lokamscha Chinmahasura Devasura Manusyendra Gandharva Gurudoragan Savijitya disha sarva Lokamscha chinmahasura Devasura manusyendra Gandharva garudoragan Matajis Savijitya disha sarva Lokamscha chinmahasura Devasura manusyendra ಗಂಧರ್ವ ಗುರುದೋರಗನ್. ಸಾವಿಜಿತ್ಯಾದಿಶ ಸಾರ್ವ ಲೋಕಂ ಚಾಚಿನ್ ಮಹಾಸುರ ದೇವಸುರ ಮನುಷ್ಯೇಂದ್ರ ಗಂಧರ್ವ ಗುರುದೋರಗನ್ ಸಹ ಹಿ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪು ವಿಜಿತ್ಯ ಕಾಂಕರಿಂಗ್ ದಿಶಾ ದ ಡಿರೆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಸರ್ವ ಆಲ್ ಲೋಕಾನ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟರಿ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಚ ಅಂಡ್ ಟ್ರೇನ್ ಥ್ರೀ ಅಪರ್ ಲೋವರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮಿಡಲ್ Mahāsura, the great demon. Deva, the demigods. Asura, the demons. Manusya, of the human beings. Indra, the kings. Wait, hold on. I skipped a page. No? Indra and the kings. Gandharva, the Gandharvas. Garuda, the Garudas. Uragan, the great serpents. Siddha, the Siddhas. Charana, the Charanas. Vidyadran, the Vidyadharas. Rishin, the great sages and saintly persons. Pitrapatin, Yamaraj, and the other leaders of the Pittas. Manun, all the different Manus. Yaksha, the Yakshas. Raksha, the Rakshasas. Pisacha Ishan, the leaders of Pisacha Loka. Preta, of the Pretas. Buddha, and of the Buddhas. Patin, the masters. Api, also. Sarvasattva Patin, the masters of all the different planets. Jitva, conquering. Vasamaniya, bringing under control. Vishvajit, the conqueror of the whole universe. Jahara, usurped. Lokapalanam, of the demigods who manage the universal affairs. Stanani, the places. Saha, actually, Saho, with. Tejasa, all their power. Translation. Hiranyakashipu became the conqueror of the entire universe. Indeed, the great demon conquered all the planets in the three worlds, upper, middle, and lower, including the planets of the human beings, the Gandharvas, the Garudas, the great serpents, the Siddhas, the Charnas, and the Vidyadharas, the great saints, Yamaraj, the Manus, the Yakshas, the Rakshasas, the Pisachas, and their masters and the masters of the ghosts and the Buddhas. He defeated the rulers of all the other planets where there are living entities and brought them under his control. Conquering the abode of all, he seized their power and influence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Garuda in this verse indicates there are planets of great birds like Garuda. Similarly, the word Uraga indicates there are planets of enormous serpents. Such a description of the various planets of the universe may challenge modern scientists who think that all planets but this Earth are vacant. These scientists claim to have launched excursions to the moon, where they have found no living entities but only big craters full of dust and stone. Although, in fact, the moon is so brilliant that it acts like the sun in illuminating the entire universe. Of course, it is not possible to convince modern scientists of the Vedic information about the universe. Nonetheless, we are not very much impressed by the words of scientists who say that all other planets are vacant and only the Earth is full of living entities. Savijitvyadisa sarva lokam chachun mahasura deva sura manusyendra gandharva guru dauragan. Hiranyakasipu became conqueror of the entire universe. Indeed, the great demon conquered all the planets in the three worlds, upper, middle, and lower, including the planets of the human beings, the Gandharvas, the Garudas, the great serpents, the Siddhas, Charanas and Vidyadharas, the great saints, Yamaraj, the Manus, the Yakshas, the Rakshasas, the Pitsachas, and their masters, and the masters of the ghosts and Bhutas. He defeated the rulers of all the other planets where there are living entities and brought them under his control, conquering the abode of all. He seized their power and influence. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, Srila Prabhupada is describing in his purport that although they say they have gone to the moon and they brought back rocks which resembled the red rocks of Arizona, and after they went to the moon, they never went again because they considered that now we conquered it. According to the Vedic calculation, they could not have gone to the moon. That is not possible. And if they had gone to the moon, they would find that there were inhabitants of the moon. There are living entities on all of the planets. In our false ego, we think that only this planet has living entities, and all other planets are vacant. And scientists try to promote that fact. They just have rocks and just happen to be extremely similar to the red rocks found in Sidonia, Arizona. And there's no living entities or life on these other planets. But the Vedic literature disagrees entirely. There are living entities on every planet. There are living entities of the moon. There are living entities of Neptune, Uranus. Everywhere you go, there are living entities and there is life. There are higher living beings. Sometimes they like to call UFOs. Our Jhutakarma was featured in a great study of the science, the real science of understanding the alien identities, wasn't it? What was that show called? They have it plays all the time on television. If you watch, you can see him any time of day or night. Ancient Aliens. And he described in that feature documentary how there are flying ships. They're called the Vimanas. That came from other planets. And even our modern day, they tried to prove, many of our modern day facilities come from what they call, what do they call that? The alien, like the VCR and all of these modern amenities, come from the alien influence. They have some theory These aren't real scientists. They're the, of course, Arjuna Karma, he is a real scientist. But these are not considered mainstream scientists in the material world. But they have shown that a lot of the alien influence from World War II, from the time of Hitler, and other things that are now our everyday products that we utilize come from what was learned from the aliens. Of course, these aren't aliens. There are people on all planets. There are higher living entities. There are lower living entities. There are the Charnas, the Pisachas, even Hiranyakasipu. He conquered over all of them. This earth is not the all in all. But unfortunately, modern science and Western civilization specifically tries to teach that this is the all in all. Not only this planet is the all in all, but this life is the all in all. Of course, there are some traditions, many of them very modern. One tradition that we've associated with in our interfaith dealings, they believe that at the time of death, you go with all your relatives, and you go to a place which they consider heaven, where all your relatives are there. Of course, in this material world, most people, about 99.9% of the people, come from what they term as dysfunctional families. So when you return to heaven, you go there with all of your dysfunctional family relatives, according to these traditions. Your aunts, I had one, two actually. I had two blind aunts, myself and my family, Aunt Gloria, and actually my grandmother, the mother of my mother. She also went blind due to diabetes. Very thin, wonderful woman who was blind and mean as mean can be. And this is the where you go at the time of death, and most people would consider that this isn't really heaven. Perhaps this is hell. I know when I was a child and my parents would drag me to the family get-togethers everyone has experienced, these would probably be the most miserable Sundays of your life. All the relatives pinching and telling all the rumors of the family, the bad side of the family, the bad uncle who went off, and so many different rumors and histories of the family. Extremely dysfunctional. I don't think anyone in this modern age can say they come from a functional family. Maybe someone who was from India and you had a very nice family, that's a little different. You'll be with them in Vaikuntha. But this religious belief is that you go with all these dysfunctional, crazy people and live eternally with your family. It isn't bad enough that you have to live with them in this life. But at the time of death, you go on to be harassed and harangued by your aunts and uncles and cousins and all of the misery that you incurred in this life through your family. Our Vedic instruction is quite different. Our Vedic instruction is that family life has to be given up, even in this life. Panchasornam vanam rajat. That when one reaches 50 years of age or so, maybe 60 or 65 or 70, devotees keep stretching. It's like Social Security. Used to be 62, they made it 65. They're talking about 67. So the Vedas say panchasornam, and some devotees are saying, well, 50 years, but that could be 60 or actually 70 if you live to be 120, 80 if you live to be 150. It could be, I don't know the Sanskrit, but 80 sortam banam brajat. By the time you reach 80, give it up. Give up the family. The Vedas say 50 years old, that's it. No more. You've had enough of this family. That it's one of the things that needs to be renounced, because even if you come back to the material world, you're not going to have the same family the next time. Necessarily. You could be born in the same family. We could, not devotees, but persons have been known to become dogs in the family that they left. They're attached very much to the family. But our Krishna conscious philosophy means detachment. One time in 1976, Srila Prabhupada was involved in a great struggle. The family members of our devotees were kidnapping the devotees, hiring professionals to kidnap the devotees and take them away and try to deprogram them. It was very big in the 70s. And in 1976 in New York, the family members of two devotees actually had the president of the temple and some other leaders of the temple arrested. Maybe you don't know the history. It was very serious for brainwash. Krishna consciousness was on trial because the family members were very upset that they had kidnapped the devotees and the devotees had escaped and taken up devotional service again. They couldn't be deprogrammed. So they trumped up some charges against the president and I think GBC maybe of the New York Temple of brainwash, incarceration, very serious charges that would have serious results of long-term imprisonment, suit. They were trying to close down our movement because they were frightened that Krishna consciousness was very powerful. Prabhupada would quote often, there was some, government official, I think it was congressman or something in the southern states, that said that if Krishna consciousness is allowed to go on, they'll take over the entire government. A government leader. Prabhupada quoted it often because he got a kick out of it. Prabhupada liked it. That if we don't stop Krishna consciousness, they're going to take over the government. But this attack against Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada, although at the time, 1976, Srila Prabhupada was physically 81 years old, not in the best of health, Prabhupada was inspired for a fight. He gathered together and he instructed the devotees to gather all the scholars, our still Sin Judah, and all the big scholars and supporters of our Krishna consciousness movement, the life members, So one devotee went to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you know, we're trying to get together the support of the Indian community here in India. Srila Prabhupada was in India at the time. And Prabhupada said, actually, they want the old man. If they could, they'd want to attack the old man, meaning Srila Prabhupada, talking about himself. And he was in India at the time, not hiding. He was gathering the fight. Prabhupada was prepared to fight. He even said one time, in the first verse of Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse about the Pandavas, about Arjuna. Krishna was instructing him. And Prabhupada said, the Japanese, they have stolen this art from us. Prabhupada said, what is called? And some devotee shouted out, judo. And Prabhupada said, no, the other. And then someone said, jiu-jitsu? Prabhupada said, yes. Samaveda, Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, Samaveda, Jujutsava. This Jujutsava, the word means prepare to fight. Get ready to fight. And Prabhupada said, they have stolen, if you see now the modern day MMA, mixed martial artists, the experts are all very good in jujitsu, the science of fighting, hand combat. That comes from India. Originally, even the historians will tell you that is an ancient Indian art, not Brazilian, not Japanese. Jujitsu is Samaveda Jujutsava. So Prabhupada was prepared to fight. And devotee said, you know, Prabhupada, we're trying to get support from the Indian community here, but your preaching has been so heavy against the Mayavadis and the Nirvisesavadis and the Sunyavadis that we can't get their support. Maybe we should do some nice program with them and make them very happy. And Prabhupada became like fire. Prabhupada said, we have no business in making the Mayavadis or anyone else happy. Our business is in pleasing Lord Krishna and the predecessor Acharyas. This was very significant because here we were trying to get support from everyone, the Indian consulate, to fight this great battle. And Prabhupada said that this is our life, that we're here to fight Maya. Sometimes as devotees, we like to be like the one Mayavadi who said at a kirtan concert about a year ago, that my guru, he never made any temples, he never initiated any disciples, and he never wrote any books. He just shined like the sun, and we bathed in his sunshine. This is their stupidity. Of course, Krishna is shining like the sun, and a real sadhu shines like the sun, but we don't sit around and bathe in the sunshine. Even from the material point of view, I could never understand people going to Venice Beach and laying in the sun all day doing nothing to try to become darker and then making fun of dark people. Why you try to become darker? Try to get a tan. In my life, in the summer I was so dark, they thought maybe I wasn't really from the family I was from. My family was very light-skinned, Lithuanian, some East European from generations. And here's this really dark kid. They thought maybe it's from some other visitor that came to the house. It's not My father was extremely light-skinned, and they're bathing in the sun. So, we like the sunshine of Krishna consciousness, but we actually engage in service, engage in the fight. This Mayavadi said my guru didn't initiate disciples, then he's not your guru. Nonsense. Yo-yo. He didn't open temples. What was wrong with him? He didn't print any books because he had nothing good to say. Of course, who translated books? Who opened temples and who made 10,000 disciples and is still making disciples and grand disciples to this day? Our Srila Prabhupada. Because he was engaged in the fight to the very last breath. So Prabhupada said, we have no business pleasing the Mayavadis. Sometimes some people think we should make a bridge and make everyone happy and just be very happy and everyone be happy with us. Prabhupada's mission was please Krishna and the predecessor acharyas. Yasmin tu stay jagat tu stam. If the public doesn't like it, too bad. The public wants you to dance on your hands naked. Then they're very happy. Prabhupada said, we're not into pleasing the public or the Mayavadis or the Sunyavadis. We're into pleasing Krishna, like Arjuna, taking up the fight of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, this is life. To fight for my Guru Maharaj, to fight for Krishna, this was the life. Arjuna didn't sit down. Krishna never told Arjuna, sit down and meditate. Just shine in the sun of Krishna. Krishna was there. He was his chariot driver. He didn't put down his quiver and arrows. He didn't put down his bow. Krishna said, fight for the sake of fighting without considering victory, defeat, loss or gain, happiness, distress. Samaveda Jujutsava. Fight. Get prepared to fight. So this is our Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada has given us a fight against Maya. Of course, that fight, they crumbled, for your information. It went before the judge and he tossed it out of the court. That, what is this? This is the United States. These are religious people. What are you talking, brainwash? He threw it out. And actually, those who kidnapped and those who caused harm to devotees, they were incarcerated for some time, the history goes. Srila Prabhupada won the fight. But the lesson to be learned is that our Krishna consciousness philosophy is to take up the mission and fight for Krishna till the last breath. That we have a mission that Srila Prabhupada has given us. It is a mission of book distribution, prasadam distribution, holy name distribution, chanting, dancing, feasting, and giving people knowledge in Srila Prabhupada's book, in Srila Prabhupada's books. It is our responsibility, like Arjuna, to take up the fight and utilize our life, our energy, whether we have a lot of energy or some of us, what do they call? Octogenarians, septogenarians, and sexogenarians. What do they call them? Sextogenarians. To continue fighting to spread Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada showed by his personal example, he was 82 years old externally. and he was fighting, translating to the very last breath, pushing on his Krishna consciousness movement even in 1977 in the summer, just months before his departure. He was going around the world still, to London, to strengthen the devotees. He was planning even coming to America to strengthen the devotees in September of 1977, just 2 months before his departure. And he had this dropsy. But he kept on the fight of Krishna consciousness. So it isn't a fight that we fight with each other, but that we fight with Maya. We're declaring war against Maya. Krishna consciousness means a declaration against Maya to push on the Krishna consciousness movement. Not that we just read and chant a little and have our life of sense gratification. No, we're declaring war against Maya by utilizing our life energy to push on this Krishna consciousness movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to spread Srila Prabhupada's books, Krishna Prasadam, and the holy names of Lord Krishna in every nook and cranny, every possibility. This is our life. Not just to come, although it's nice. People come for a month or two months or 6 months and try out Krishna consciousness, try to not be crazy. Nunam pramata krute vikarma. Because we're mad after sense gratification in this material world. Literally mad. Pramatta. Mada. Intoxicated. Insane. Everyone should be locked up. This is the nut house. No question of who needs to be put in a straitjacket and who doesn't. Everyone should be put in a straitjacket. But you come to Krishna consciousness and you worship the deity and chant Hare Krishna, eat Krishna prasadam, associate with the devotees, come to the Bhagavatam class. It is a lifetime commitment. We see devotees, Amala Bhakta Naikatma, Dhruta Karma, Archita Prabhu, dedicated life. How long you been a devotee? 40 years. Can you imagine? You weren't even born. And these guys were chanting Hare Krishna, eating Krishna prasadam, going out on Sankirtan, preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So this is our business. We're fighting Jujutsava. We're get ready to fight. The big fight. Put on the Rath Yatra. Big fight. Put on the festivals. Go and preach Krishna consciousness daily. Get up and fight for Krishna. Whole lifetime. Don't think I'm tired. I'm 26. This is too much for me. I'm going crazy. You Hare Krishnas are driving me insane. That may be. Your God brothers or God sisters may drive you a little bit crazy, but we take up the fight. This is our business. Srila Prabhupada showed that. He did it throughout his life to his very last breath and wanted us to do the same. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.